This has allowed us to bring the business community together to look at issues more clearly, to look at opportunities more clearly. We're going to be more strategic in terms of economic development. In the past, there have been good efforts made, but I think there can be more strategy involved. If you look at the state of Alabama, even the basic strategy they used beginning in, I believe it would have been the late 80s, they just sat down and said, okay, let's choose two or three sectors that we want to focus on. And one of those three, one was agriculture, but another sector they focused on was automotive. And I think, what, two, 3 years later, all of a sudden Mercedes ends up in Alabama. So I'm a believer in strategy, and this will allow us to be more strategic and to bring, I think, a larger part of the business community into economic development.
So how do you address that issue of regional cooperation? Because this area hasn't had a good track record of working across boundaries.
I think good ideas tend to cross boundaries. I think if you just want to get agreement on generalities, it's more difficult. But I think the more you put out specific good ideas and really work those ideas, you tend to get better results.
So you are responsible for a 7-county area. How are you approaching meeting the needs of, say, an urban place like Birmingham and a more rural place like Chilton County? How do you meet that seemingly wide?
Well, the opportunities that present themselves are different. Here in Birmingham, there will be different businesses that would want to locate in a city center. And also on top of that, we have the great opportunity here to promote entrepreneurship and specifically knowledge-based growth companies, taking advantage of the intellectual property that exists more so in Jefferson County. In Chilton County, you're going to have different opportunities. You've got some great sites to develop, and you'll have some manufacturers and other companies that will find Chilton County a lot more attractive. But there again, if somebody comes and puts their plant in Thorsby, it's great for us here in the middle of the region, right in Birmingham. Something great happening in Thorsby is great for us, and vice versa.
Do you still anticipate, though, people in some of these perhaps communities away from Birmingham saying, hey, we're not getting what we want out of this, or our needs aren't really being addressed here?
No, I'm sure, and I'm sure vice versa. I think both places, I think that's human nature. So part of our job is to help people understand that growing the pie bigger is a lot more important than, hey, that's my slice of the pie.
Well, Jefferson County is right now in financial crisis, but we've also had a high profile corruption cases at both the local and state level. How does this affect your job as someone guiding, leading economic development?
Well, I think the health of a county, the health of a municipality is very important, and we would like to be helpful however possible to help the county be healthy. Jefferson County is a very important place, and we would like to see a huge amount of economic growth here. And then there are certain things that need to be taken care of for stability to make sure that we can grow the economy as much as possible here.
Does that make it difficult when you're talking to people outside of Alabama?
It can. I will say, I've lived a number of places and I've traveled a decent amount to know that every community has their own specific challenges at certain points in time. So we have ours right now. I think it's a great time for us to form this organization and go forward and promote, you know, this great place we live. But I do think every place there is has its own challenges.
In economic development, it seems the big projects are the ones that get the headlines. And I'm thinking recently about the $112 million rail hub that's coming to McCalla. But you also have a group of citizens there that aren't really keen on having that there near their homes, near their schools. And what do you say to those that might look at this new organization and see high-profile people on connected with the organization and say, this is just a way for Birmingham or Alabama business interests to just get their way?
I would say, first of all, that the Business Alliance is going to be a collection and is a collection of businesses of every shape and size, from the 1-2-person store to the 1,000-person company. Our goal is to serve the interest of the entire community through economic growth. One interesting thing that most people don't realize is 80% of all new jobs are created by existing businesses. So a large part of our strategy will be, and this has not been true in the past, but we will spend a lot of time in the new organization focused on helping existing businesses. And that, like, again, that is businesses of all sizes. Some businesses with 3 employees have challenges, but if we can help them with their challenges, they may be able to go to 6 employees. And that's a big deal to those 3 people. And it's a big deal to the community the more and more of those you're able to help.
Well, given the economic climate, what do you think are realistic expectations for this new organization?
Well, I think we would like to measure it in terms of percentage of growth and percentage change of growth. And that's where we really trail our sister cities. We need to see, opposed to maybe a 3 or 4% growth of jobs over the next 10 years, we'd love to see a 15 to 20% growth and therefore move us up the ladder of the other southeastern cities. It's all about where you start and based on percentage of change. I mean, we will, I'm sure, have goals that are, once we get through with our long-term strategic plan, of a number of jobs, but a lot of it will be based on changing the angle of the growth curve.